Hey everybody, so this is my second attempt to try to record those answers for you. I had an issue with the first recording, so hopefully this time it won't happen again. It's a rainy Saturday afternoon, so I thought why not. I did some grocery shopping this morning and people are already complete assholes with the holidays coming up, so I'm just happy to be home. It's also raining, so anyway, I'm sorry if you hear some noises, like my dog might bark or something, or just beeping from the windows or doors closing up. So anyway, let's just start. And first of all, thank you so much for being so many of you to follow me. I really do appreciate it. So let's start. I guess I will say the name of the people who have asked me, because if you have asked your question publicly, I suppose you don't mind. The first question is from Tiger Stripes Forever. He asks, have you ever fantasized about your favorite superheroes? And that's an easy answer. No, just no. Because I don't really have any favorite superhero. I think he has asked me that question in another AMA, and I've replied that my favorite superhero was Buffy the Vampire Slayer, which, I mean, I don't know if she's really a superhero, but she's mine anyway. But I don't fantasize about Batman or Spider-Man or Thor or any of those people. Shin Gucci, what is one of your favorite King's fantasies? Well, you've probably figured out that for the most part I'm still pretty vanilla. So I guess I have to say gentle femdom. It's something I've discovered that I'm really enjoying doing in audios, and it's something I would eventually like. Maybe not in a relationship, but not something like full-time, like not 24/7. I think it could be fun for role-playing sometimes, but I wouldn't want like a femdom relationship 24/7. So Ghost 25, have you ever friend zoned someone an estimated rough number, please? No, I haven't. It's usually the other way around, unless you count people I've friend zoned on Reddit. That's all the people who used to send me when I first started, all those dick pics and people asking for phone sex, etc. So I have friend zoned those people, I guess, but I don't know many. He also asked, do you like the idea of the mainstream life for you, your significant other, the kids, the white picket fence, the dog, the cat? Well, I have the house, I have the dog, but I have the picket fence also. I don't have the significant other or the kids. But it's not, I wouldn't mind that life. It's not something that has happened for me. I don't know if it will happen. The kids won't probably happen. I'm just into furry kids. But it's something I wouldn't mind. Sorry, I just got interrupted. But yeah, there is nothing wrong with a mainstream life. I don't think it's necessarily boring. It's just you have to make every day special, or Critical Drinking asked, do you have a type of guy, girl, physically and personally speaking? I don't really have a type. I don't think I have. I think I'm kind of drawn to people who stands out. Not necessarily someone who is super handsome, or just, or a woman who is really beautiful, but just, I think, people who looked different. I guess that's the kind of people I'm drawn to. So I hope that answers your question. primary variety. Since you do so much audio stuff here online, is sound one of the main things that turns you on in real life experiences? I guess I'm sensitive to someone's voice. If I'm outside, for example, and someone has I don't want to say a special voice, but sometimes the tone of someone's voice or an accent is enough to just distract me and see where that voice is coming from. I also love music a lot, and I mean I love all kind of music, but often I am drawn to voices that are a little bit different than what most people would like, I guess. Voices like Leonard Cohen or Nick Cave or Rufus Wainwright, those kind of voices. Le mystérieux inconnu just says merci, merci à toi, so that means thank you, and he says bisous, which means kisses. He doesn't ask any questions, but thank you to you for listening to my audios. DT Wong says that he's newer to the community, and his question is, why did you leave GWA and stop recording for a bit, and what factor into your decision to come back? It was a lot of things. The most important thing was that I had a lot going on in my personal life, that left me tired at the end of the day and depressed, and I just didn't feel creative enough to put out audios. I mean, these things are not gone yet, but that's another topic. But that was the main thing. I felt like I couldn't create enough content, and the other thing was that I didn't feel completely accepted by GWA in the community. Was just a sense of not feeling accepted and too much going on in my life, and I feel like it's not easy to make those kind of recordings, and sometimes not have feedback and stuff. And the last couple of months when I was still there, the feedback was really, really low. And sorry, I did not. I mean, I knew that what I was putting out there was good, quality was good and stuff, but I didn't feel like it was what the majority of people wanted, maybe. And when I compared myself to others, I just didn't feel like I fit in. I know that's kind of stupid, but that's how I felt. But it was mostly because of all the personal stuff. Away shrapnel, T away shrapnel. I don't know how to say your name. Asks me, what do you wish was more socially acceptable? I guess I'm trying to remember how I phrased that the first time I answered those questions. I think I wish that being yourself was more socially acceptable. I feel like we are almost in 2020, and you see a lot of different people thanks to social media, a lot of opinions, but at the same time, I feel like people are so critical. It's so easy to leave a mean comment just to destroy somebody just for the sake of it. And I don't know if it's just people who don't have any life, or if people are really becoming less acceptable. I feel in a way that people are becoming less acceptable, and I don't understand that. And it goes for everything, like the way you want to dress, or just the way you want to lead your life, stuff like that. I live in a relatively small village, and I don't think I have a look that's really completely out there, but I can see that when I dress in a certain way, people will look at me. Or when I show in the summer when I don't have a jumper on and stuff, and I have my tattoos are showing, I can see that people are looking at me in a weird way. And these are small stuff. So if you really want to dress a certain way that's completely out there, I feel like it's really tough. I think it's tough for kids these days to really be who they want to be. There is a lot of pressure. He also asked, what type of real porn do you watch? Amateur, professional, gay, lesbian porn. I don't really watch porn anymore, like video porn. It's going to really depend on my mood. I really have to be in a certain kind of mood to log into one of those websites and look at videos. Because when you end up on a site like Pornhub, there is just so much advertising, and it's really in your face, and it's really degrading for the most part, I think. So I will look, really, I will type a couple of keywords, and I will see what comes up. But I really have to be in a certain mood to watch videos. And it's not one certain type. I guess it could be amateur, it could be professional, as long as it looks fine for my taste. I will click and we will see. POV Scribe says, "Hello, Miss Mary. What are the biggest changes you have observed on GWA and PTA since you first listened and/or first joined recorded? If applicable, what aspects on GWA, etc., are not as prevalent that you wish would come back? What aspects on GWA, etc., are prevalent that you would rather see less of?" I mean, I've only been for a year on GWA, PTA, and stuff. I really didn't know anything about erotic audios communities on GWA. I mean, erotic communities on Reddit. That was not my first contact with erotic audios. So it's really hard for me to say in a year what has changed. I feel like maybe more people are coming on GWA and just immediately are thinking to become, I want to say, kind of professional. I've seen, and I mean, that's not really a critique. I've seen women post like one audio and it does relatively well, and they start a Patreon and stuff, and they won't really have any subscribers. And I just feel like people want to become professionals, so to speak, too quickly. Or I will see they will ask, or they can sell commissions and stuff like that. And I mean, it's one way to make money. I get that. Again, I'm not judging, but I feel like you have to kind of build a community first to do that. So that's one thing. I wish that people would stick around like for a few months first and see and find themselves, see what they really want to do instead of just starting immediately a Patreon. And again, another interruption. Someone rang the doorbell. Anyway, what was I saying? Yeah, so maybe just join GWA or PT or whatever, and just enjoy it for a few months, just like a hobby before thinking of making money. That's the one thing maybe I would like to see more. I don't know. Then again, I can't judge if someone wants to start making money immediately. I don't know. That's not my goal. So I've noticed also a few like big creators not posting as much on GWA and favoring their Patreon, because, and I know that if someone, I mean, I don't think that I have actually, I don't think the people who hate me are going to listen to that AMA, but I think that GWA is getting really a bad reputation. I've seen that on Discord servers, on big creators, Patreons and stuff. It's, I think, not many people are speaking against it, but the amount of incest and rape and stuff like that is getting a bit much. And I'm not king-shaming, because I know people are going to say you are king-shaming. I'm not king-shaming. I just wish there was maybe like a better balance between more vanilla audios or just kings, legal kings, I want to say. That's not the right word, I know it, but and stuff with incest and rape and age and things like that. But I guess it's a huge community, so it's not something you can really control. And yeah, I hope that answers your question. I don't want to make any more people angry, because I know that I do have some haters. So yeah. Lady Apollo 3583 asks me, what is your favorite type of lingerie? I guess my favorite type of lingerie is lingerie that is comfortable first, but also a little bit sexy, or just original, I guess. I'm not into super complicated stuff, as you've probably seen. What language do you find the sexiest? It's not really about the language for me, it's more about the voice of the other person and the tone of his of her voice. I don't really think French is such a sexy language. I think it just feels that way when you are not, when it's not your mother tongue, but for me it doesn't really sound sexy. I do really love English, so I guess English with, I don't know, I want to say like there are a couple of accents I really like Irish or Scottish, but then again someone could have a Scottish accent and the tone of his voice might not be what I like, so I might not enjoy it either. It really depends, it's the whole package. What is your advice you would give to a newcomer to the industry, to someone who was just returning, to someone who was on the fence about staying? I guess it would be the same advice for everybody. Just record audio for you. If you enjoy it, you are going to be able to create really good audios, and it will show. I know that's hard, because when you first join, you want to please. You get requests and you see what others are doing, so you want to do that as well. But I think stay true to yourself. Do what you like. Do your own kinks. You can explore and try to see if you like, or if you are into other kinks by doing audios as well. But just be yourself. And try not to compare yourself to others, which I know is incredibly hard. I know. I still do it myself, so. What is your most vivid favorite childhood memory? I think it's just the summer the summers I used to spend at the seaside with my grandmother and great aunt. They had a place over there, and I would spend a month or two just playing with my friends and not any worries, just getting up, going to the beach, and stuff like that, even if the weather wasn't always great, because it's Belgium after all. Even during the summer, I just love being there, and in the evening playing at the arcades and things like that. Lady Apollo also asked me if you could go on a date with any historical figurehead, past or present, who would you choose and why? I didn't answer it the first time because I couldn't think of anybody. Are there any Trump supporters listening to me? Maybe you shouldn't listen to that. So I think I would go on a date with Trump and find a way to poison him. Or just, I don't know, not kill him maybe, but just re render him not able to be president. Then again, I don't think he's quite able to be president, so. Or just kidnap him and drop him somewhere in the desert, lock him somewhere. Yeah, I hope that answers your question, and I hope you are not a Trump supporter. And if you are, well, I'm sorry, there is nothing I can do for you at this point. Then FSGB, what is your favorite color for lingerie, and do you have a favorite piece and why? I guess black is. I mean, that's a safe answer, but black will always look nice. This goes a little bit against what I said earlier, but my favorite piece, I guess, is a Savage Fenty piece from earlier this year. It's in mesh. I have it in black and in red, and the bra is in mesh with little heart that covers the nipples, and the heart are in some kind of felt fabric, and it's really cute, but it's not the most comfortable piece I own, but it's probably my favorite. Okay, Simcarus asked me, in your humble opinion, what is the best unconventional way for a cisgender heteronormative woman to do something romantic for her partner? That's really, really specific. I mean, I don't think it already matters your gender or your sexual preference to do something romantic for your partner. I think you just have to know what they like, and maybe find out, I don't know, a hobby they have, and go from that. But it's really hard for me to tell you an unconventional way to do something romantic for a partner, not knowing what this partner likes. Yeah, that's really hard to reply. Could you date a person who was deeply in the celebrity spotlight? What? Yeah, that's the second question. So, could I date someone who is in the celebrity spotlight? I think it would be really hard, because that person probably wouldn't be at home much. It would probably involve a lot of traveling, and even if he was, I think what would be really hard is to have our personal life in stuff like newspapers and things being said about, I don't know, for example, if he was an actor, his co-star or something like that. I think that's That's something that would be really hard to manage. And I'm someone that is pretty, not jealous, but exclusive, I guess. I don't really like to share, so that would be the ultimate test to date someone who is in the spotlight like that. But I don't think that's going to happen, so I'm not too worried about it. What if, and hang on, what if any kink did you discover you were into and it surprised you that you were into it? Well, like I've said before, gentle femdom is not something I thought I would be into, but I've been really enjoying the scripts I've recorded and being able to improv on that. It really is gentle femdom. I don't want to do like the mistress thing and inflicting pain on people. That's not really what I want. But I think it could be fun as role playing and things like that to spice things up. I think that that's probably the main kink I've discovered. I keep going back and forth about dominant submissive, me being submissive, but even in audio, I just don't like it. I would rather have a relationship when where it's switchy, I suppose, but no, I don't know how to explain that. Like I want to say a vanilla relationship when one person is a little bit more in charge than the other, but the whole dumb sub thing, that's not working for me. No, that's the more I think about it, the less I am into that. So, and his last question, well, a couple of questions are: do you have a favorite or set of favorites GWA performers that really turn you on when you listen to them? My first erotic audio artist was Gil Force, who is not on on Reddit. He has his own Patreon. He's also on vanillaaudio.com, which you should check because it's a really good, nice platform if you are less into the kinky stuff, but still, I mean, still sexy. It's not like a It's completely vanilla, but it's I'm gonna say it's safe. You don't have to worry that something could trigger you. So it's you should check it, vanillaaudio.com, and the subreddit as well. He posts a couple of audios there now and then. So that was he was my first erotic audio artist, and I listened to him for about a year, pretty much exclusively. So I can say that he really turned me on. It was also at a time where I needed to rediscover myself, so he was perfect for that because he's really a professional. So I still also really enjoy Hank Miller. When he does the more friends to lovers and romantic type of audios, he has the tendency to do like epic audios, like 40 minutes long. So I do enjoy these a lot. Those are the two big names, I guess. I listen to, well, I don't listen to Gil anymore, but anyway. But I don't really have a lot of favorites now on Reddit. I will click when I see tags that I like, and yeah, and just listen to those. Trees, GWAs is really good at making immersive audios. Love a Game Champion makes amazing BFE audios as well. So yeah. Have you ever masturbated to one or more of their files? Yes, I have. If given the opportunity, would you have sex with them in real life? Not without knowing them, because you can't really know someone just from their audios. So, no. Closet bad boy. When do you feel most alive? When I have an orgasm? If you could lose any sense, what would it be and why? I think when I replied, I said sense of taste and smell, because I really don't want to lose sight and sound and touch. What accomplishment are you most proud of? I guess the fact that I'm resilient, I guess. I've had a lot of things happen to me in the past couple of years, and I'm still standing, so.